Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. It is your host, Jasmine. And in today's episode, I am talking about happiness, more specifically, ways you may be sabotaging your own happiness and what may be blocking you from feeling the true happiness that you deserve to feel. So I wanted to put a little quick disclaimer in this episode. If you are clinically depressed, this episode may not be for you, and this is not a how to get over depression type of episode, because I know I've personally suffered from depression. When you are depressed, that is a literal chemical imbalance, and this episode is more for your average person. Not to say depression is not normal, because it's so normal and more people suffer from it now than anything, but what I'm trying to say is this episode is just for your average person who may feel like they're not as happy as they want to be, or they feel like there's something getting in the way from them feeling true happiness. Just a side note, if you are clinically depressed, this episode, it may not be for you, and therapy or professional help is always your best bet. Just wanted to say that because I don't want to come off as insensitive or like this is going to cure depression or anything, because that's definitely not the case. So as I mentioned, this episode is on ways you may be sabotaging your own happiness. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. I wanted to share a word with you girls that I recently discovered, and it's a Swedish word. It's finka. It's spelled F-I-K-A, and the definition of finka is a moment to slow down and appreciate the good things in your life. And I'm sharing this word with you because I have been experiencing a lot of finka moments in my own life, moments where I find myself kind of just smiling to myself or feeling like very happy in whatever it is that I'm doing. Some examples. Today, I actually experienced this feeling when I was getting ready to go to the grocery store with my boyfriend, and I just remember feeling very happy to be able to do something so simple with a person that I love. And I just found myself like literally smiling at myself like an idiot, but that's just an example. Another example of me having moments of finka, or just like feeling really happy for what I'm doing, is like when I have my iced coffee in the morning and I'm just journaling on my day, setting my intentions, I'm planning out and organizing, those little moments make me so happy. Or like when I'm cooking and I have my favorite show playing in the background, I will literally find myself smiling because it's in simple moments like that that I just feel pure happiness and pure joy. And I just thought this was a really cool word. And it perfectly describes these little moments that I could never put a word to it. And I'm just really happy I discovered a new word. As I was reflecting on these little finka moments that I experienced in my life, I also thought to myself, how did I get here? You know, compared to the person that I was a few years ago, I could never fathom experiencing little moments like this where I feel true happiness, true appreciation, and joy for these simple things in my everyday life. Like the person that I was a few years ago could never. Okay, she was a bitter bitch. She was very unhappy. She was miserable, and she could never feel this joy and this happiness that I feel now. That led me to wonder, why couldn't that old version of me feel the happiness that I feel now? What was blocking me back then from feeling what I do now? And that led me to coming up with a couple reasons why my happiness was blocked back then. And I wanted to share them with you on the podcast today because I feel like these are common mistakes or things that we do that sabotage our own happiness and we don't even know it. And I think if, you know, we bring awareness to these things, then we can recognize them in our own lives and see when we are sabotaging our own happiness. And when I think about like the happiness that I feel now, I think it's just like this warm feeling. Like I feel like the sun is hugging me in a blanket and I just feel warmness. I feel like I'm glowing pretty much. And so I just wanted to bring awareness to these sabotaging habits or behaviors that, you know, we all do so that we can begin to overcome them, to release them so that we don't sabotage our own happiness. So I just wanted to share these with you. So I wrote down a bunch of things that the old version of me used to do and how she used to be and how it affected my happiness back then. By me releasing them, it has led me to be the person that I am today and feel the happiness that I do. So the first mistake, I guess, that I used to make that sabotaged my own happiness was being blind to my blessings. I blame this on my childhood, and I'm using blame really loosely because at the end of the day, it's my responsibility to fix my childhood trauma, right? But growing up, I was very privileged. All of my needs were met material-wise. I never went without. I was never hungry. I had the latest of everything. My parents were well off, and I was just privileged. And that is a blessing and a curse because I wasn't taught as a child how to appreciate and value the things in my life. I wasn't taught to be grateful for the food on my plate or the clothes on my back or to appreciate the valuable items that my parents would give me, because to me, in my mind as a child, this was normal, you know. And it isn't until you become an adult and you realize that not everyone experienced life the same way that you did, and not everyone had the same things that you have. So yeah, you know, when you're a kid, you think what you have is normal. Everyone else experiences it this way. I never learned to appreciate the blessings and abundance in my life, and I took those things for granted. And it wasn't until I moved out of my parents' home where I truly became aware to how privileged I was, because when I moved out, that was when the first time in my whole life where everything was my responsibility. No one was taking care of anything for me. I was paying all of my own bills. I had to cook all of my own meals. Like, I was truly on my own for the first time. And that was the first time I got a taste of the real world and how other people experience life. And while that time in my life was very difficult and it was a rude awakening, I'm also very appreciative for that time in my life, because I feel like had I not experienced that rude awakening, I wouldn't have learned how to appreciate all the things that I have in my life now, and I wouldn't know how to be grateful. This was a big thing that was blocking me from being happy because I was focusing so much on what I didn't have, and I was completely ignoring all of the things that I did have. And had I just switched my focus, or had I known better, I wouldn't have felt as unhappy. I would have felt so grateful to have all of the things that I have in my life at that time, and I would have known how blessed that I was. So a big thing that helped me cultivate this happiness that I have now is shifting my perspective and opening my eyes to the blessings in my life, whether it's as simple as finding a parking spot right outside of my apartment building so I don't have to walk far, or something as big as manifesting $1,000, you know, like, and if we're not careful, it could be very easy to miss it and to just focus on what isn't going right in your life and what you don't have, as opposed to all of the beautiful things that you do have in your life and that are going right in your life. So that was a big thing for me. The next thing that used to block my happiness or sabotage my own happiness was thinking external things would fix my unhappiness. And I know in our Western society, this is something many of us struggle with, because we have been conditioned to think and to believe, when you have that car, then you will be happy. When you get that job, then you will be happy. When you have that partner, then you will be happy. When you have that perfect body, then you will be happy. And this is such bullshit, you guys. This is complete nonsense. And I feel like now more than ever, so many of us are waking up to this lie that we've been told of, when you have XYZ, then you will be happy, then you will be fulfilled, then you will be satisfied. And I think so many of us are coming to a point, especially this year, where we are realizing that these external things we've been relying on are not true happiness. And it isn't until we get that thing that we think is going to bring us all the happiness in the world, and then the high of that, you know, kind of dies down, and we realize we're still not happy. True happiness is not something you can buy. It's not something that you can have. It's something that comes from within. At the end of the day, that is what true happiness is. And that's not to say that material things cannot bring temporary happiness, or they can't add on to your happiness, because they definitely can, but they are not going to fix your unhappiness. They're not going to fix your problems. Your true happiness is going to come from within, and everything outside of you is just adding on top of that. So if you're truly happy and grateful for who you are as a human, as a soul being, you're just grateful for existing, everything else in your life is just an added bonus. I'm just grateful that I realized this very early on in my 20s, instead of, you know, trying to work so hard for something, finally getting it, and then realizing it wasn't the answer to all of my problems. So I feel very blessed to have figured that out very early on. But I think many of us are waking up to this and realizing, oh, these things are not going to fix my unhappiness. They're not going to make me feel better, maybe temporarily, but I'm still going to be dealing with these things if I don't fix the issue from within. That was also a really big one that was sabotaging my happiness. Along with that was also comparing my life to others, or thinking that their life was better than mine. And with social media, this is something that we all do, whether we want to admit it or not. We think that other people's lives are more fun, they're just better than our lives. And the thing is, you guys, every single person is dealing with something, whether they show it or not. No one has a perfect life. And to think that someone else's life is better than yours because they have something that you don't have, or they're not dealing with the same issues that you're dealing with, it's just doing yourself a disservice. And like that quote says, comparison is the biggest thief of joy. I feel like we, instead of comparing ourselves or our lives to those of others, we should look at other people's lives as inspiration. So let's say someone does have the career you want. Instead of looking at that as a bad thing or feeling sorry for yourself because they have the career you want and you don't, look at it as a positive thing, as inspiration. So instead of thinking, oh, they have what I want, and feeling bad about yourself, think, oh, if they have the career that I want, that means it's possible for me. So again, it's just about shifting your perspective from comparing and feeling bad about yourself to inspired and motivated, and acknowledging if something is possible for someone else, it is possible for me. And another thing that used to block my happiness was holding on to hate and resentment and just being a bitter person. This was a really, really big thing. And I know that this is a common thing, especially with people who have experienced trauma in their life and they haven't worked through that trauma. This was a big reason why I was holding on to a lot of bitter and resentment in my own life. And as a result, it was blocking me from feeling any type of happiness. And this is a really difficult thing to overcome, especially when you're dealing with trauma and childhood wounds and things like that. You know, the trauma that's happened to you, it isn't your fault. However, if you don't allow yourself to truly work through whatever trauma you have or whatever bitter resentful, hateful feelings you have, it is going to manifest into your life. It's going to manifest into your relationships or your experiences in relationships or your job environment, or how you feel, and how you feel internally is what you will experience externally. So if you want to experience happiness, if you want a life that's blissful, not perfect, but just a life you feel good about and that you're grateful for, you have to make sure your internal world is of the same frequency. You know, whatever you want to experience in your external reality, you have to be experiencing in your internal world first. And this was something that I'm still working through to this day, but the more that I work through it, the more that I can experience happiness in my own life. And similarly to that, another issue or thing that blocked my happiness was thinking that everything was everyone else's fault. So this goes along with people who have experienced trauma, especially as a child. You know, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a therapist, so don't quote me on this, but I feel like from my own experience, when you are a child who has experienced trauma, you tend to take that feeling from that traumatic experience and apply it into other aspects of your life that are not necessarily relevant. And you may have been a victim in a particular situation, and you take that victim mindset into other areas of your life, and it begins to affect your happiness. And this was something, again, that I used to do. I, you know, was a victim in a certain situation in my childhood, and I had this mindset that this was not my fault, this was everyone else's fault, and I carried that mindset in my work relationships, in my normal relationships, in, you know, every aspect of my life, every little situation and scenario that would play out in my life, it was always someone else's fault. And if you think that everything is always someone else's fault, baby, honey, let me tell you, you will not be able to take control of your life or your happiness. Because at the end of the day, I know this is hard to hear, even if you were a victim as a child, you're not a victim in every situation in life. And it can be really hard to disassociate that thought that I'm a victim from other aspects of your life. But it's just the truth. And this is where, like, therapy is so important. It's so crucial to work through these traumatic things, this through victim mindset and mentality, because if you get stuck in this victim mentality, you will never be able to take control of your life. Another thing that plays a huge role in your happiness is your environment. You can do as much as you can to protect your energy and to not allow people to get the best of you. But at the end of the day, if you are constantly in a negative environment, it doesn't matter how many protection crystals you have. It doesn't matter how many mantras you do. It doesn't matter what you do. If you are constantly in a negative environment, that is going to affect you. And you can do your absolute best to protect yourself and make sure you're doing everything possible to just protect your energy and make sure that you're not allowing these people or situations or things to ruin your happiness. At the end of the day, you can only do so much, and the only thing left to do is to remove yourself from these harmful and hurtful environments. That is ultimately the best that you can do. If you can, if you have the ability to do so, I totally recommend doing that. And lastly, of course, the number one thing that will ruin your happiness, that will sabotage your happiness, and that was once sabotaging my own happiness, was my mindset and perspective. So you can choose to be a cup half full type of person or a cup half empty type of person. At the end of the day, it is your choice to decide how you want to view a situation, how you want to react to something, how you want to perceive something. And I get it, life happens. There's things that are really difficult to deal with, like death or losing your job or, you know, being broken up with. those things are hurtful, and it doesn't mean that you're just not going to feel sadness or anger, because you will. And this episode, this podcast, is not about ignoring all of the bad feelings or just being positive all the time, because like I've said so many times, it's not about always being happy or positive. It's about how quickly you bounce back from something. So, you know, when you are faced with a difficult situation or a hurtful situation, yes, you may feel sadness, anger, whatever, and those are totally normal feelings to feel. But it's your choice on how you choose to bounce back from it. And it's your choice of whether you stay in that sad, hurt, angry state of mind, or if you choose to try to shift your perspective and, you know, find the silver lining in it, or trying to find gratitude in this situation. And if you choose to constantly stay in a state of sadness, anger, bitterness, hurt, pain, any low vibrational feelings like that, it's going to be very, very difficult to experience happiness. So always remember that at the end of the day, whatever happens to you, feel whatever you feel, but it's your decision on how you want to bounce back from it. And that is what's going to determine whether you are able to feel happiness, your mindset and your perspective, which is something that I say is the key to literally everything in your life. Your career, your relationships, the money you make, your friendships, your overall life experience, your overall reality, it all has to do with your mindset. And it is 4:47 p.m. That is my angel number. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here. I hope that you really enjoyed this episode. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.